Just because some people are fueled by drama does not mean you have to attend the performance. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have our Freddie Friday segment with our good friend, Freddie Fry. Today, Freddie talks with us about 5 things to eliminate for a drama-free life. Enjoy.
So allow me to make myself comfortable and at home in the living room of your life. It's come to my attention that you want to be better. It's come to my attention that you want to grow. But there are certain areas that you are struggling with each and every day. So allow me to give you 5 things that you have the power to shut down. You hear me on these videos, I'm saying shut it down. Today I'm telling you 5 things you need to shut down immediately. Number 1, negative inner thoughts. Right when you're on the brink of success, right when you're on the brink of your breakthrough, negativity shoots in your brain. Oh, you can't do that. Oh, you don't want to leave him. Oh, you want to leave her. You don't want to be here by yourself. Shut it down immediately. You have that kind of power. I don't care if it happens over and over and over again. Each and every time negative inner thoughts pop into your brain, shut them down and replace them with positive inner thoughts. Something that you love, something that you like. You have to shut it down each and every time. I promise you have that kind of power. You just got to tap into it. Number 2, fear. I need you to shut down that fear immediately. You have something that you want to do. You have something that you need to do. You have a gift inside of you that you need to share with the world, but you're scared to jump. You're scared to take that leap of faith. It may not even be your gift. You may be in a situation that you need to get out of, and it may not be the ideal moment, and it may make you super uncomfortable, and you're scared to make the decision of a lifetime. Shut that fear down. You say, where I'm going, fear, you are not welcome. Where I'm going, fear, you cannot come. You only get one shot at this life. Being miserable each and every day because you're not succeeding. Being miserable each and every day because you're living in a situation, in a relationship that you know you need to get out of, is not where you need to be. Fear. Shut it down. Number 3, self-doubt. You don't believe in you. I tell the story all the time. I was a shy, introverted kid. This guy named Ernest Walker begged me to be in this talent show over and over and over again. Sometimes we need an Ernest Walker in our life, somebody that believes in us more than we believe in ourselves. And I'm your Ernest Walker, and I believe in you. And I need you to start believing in yourself, so when you say you want to do something and that self-doubt creeps in, shut it down immediately. And you know what? Do it anyway. You are a gift from God. God don't make no junk. God don't make no mistakes. And you have every right to be successful. You have every right to be happy. Self-doubt. Shut it down. Number 4. Shut down toxic people. You're surrounded by sewage. You just got all this negative energy, all these negative forces pulling at you each and every day. How in the world are you going to be happy? How in the world are you going to succeed when you're wallowing in misery? Not because of you, but because of the people that you're surrounding yourself with. If you show me your friends, I'll show you your future. You have to eliminate those toxic people from your life. You tell them your new motto is NDA. No drama allowed. Don't bring that ignorance to me. Don't bring me your mess. Don't bring me your drama. Don't pull me into it, because I promise you, right when you're excited, right when you're happy, right when you want to win, the phone is going to ring. And somebody going to start telling you and talking to you about their mess, or pulling you into their mess with this he say, she say. Girl, oh, girl said you said this. Bro, he said you did that. And next thing you know, you're beefing and you got all this negative energy pulling at you. Shut it down. Toxic people. You have to know the type of people you want to be surrounded with. And you need to surround yourself with winners. You need to surround yourself with people that bring positive energy into your life. Remove those toxic people from your life, because they're tearing you down mentally. And only you have the power to remove them. Toxic people, shut them down. And last but not least, shut down the mindset of you looking for validation from other people. Never allow someone's opinion of you to become your reality. You do not need their validation. You are the stamp, and thus you're already approved. God gave you the stamp. God gave you the approval. So you don't need them. I promise you, they will prey on your self-esteem. When they feel like you are weak and you're vulnerable, they're going to try to make you be who they want you to be for their own gain. Shut it down. Validate yourself. You need no one else's stamp of approval. You have a thought process. You're strong mentally. Don't tell yourself that you're weak, because you're strong mentally, and no one else can validate you but you. Five things. You shut these five things down each and every time, they're going to keep coming back. It ain't like life going to keep punching. You got to keep sticking and moving and dodging and bobbing and weaving. But life is going to keep punching, and you have the power to shut down anything that's detrimental that comes into your life. And I promise you, when you consistently shut down these five things and many more that's coming your way, you will find yourself climbing over the hump and making each and every day of your life a Wednesday.
That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde. Or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.